decision models. Now, we have seen the processes, we have seen all other things. Now, you have come to the stage that you have to take a decision, and decision for the investment or decision for investment in the capital that you have to take. So, under the circumstances, now we are switching over our discussion to the decision models. Which decision model is a good? How to decide the investment criteria? That we are going to discuss now. So, it depends on all the evaluation techniques that you are using. And those evaluation techniques we are going to discuss now. The evaluation techniques includes the method, which method you are using to calculate it. So, method first is net present value method. We have already discussed in some earlier chapters also the net present value, what is meant by net present value. So, the net present value, if it is negative or if the project is, then we have decided the project is not acceptable, so NPV must be positive one. Then internal rate of return, that is IRR, it should be, internal rate of return always should be more than the capital investment made or proposed to be made, and that is also arrived at the applying the particular formula, that also we have seen. Then equivalent annual cost method. In this method, this we are not discussed. So, under this method, what happens? The capital expenditure are converted into their equivalent annual cost and added to the annual operating cost. So, equivalent annual cost is added into annual operating cost will be the one of the method for determining for the purpose of investment in the project. It is similar to the annual level payment schedule for mortgage. The alternate for the lowest total cost would also be the most attractive one. Next one is the payback method. The payback method also we have discussed, and we have come to the conclusion that the time required for the recoup with the investment is called the payback, as we understood, and the projects with a shorter payback period are preferred to those than the longer period, because again I am referring to the break-even point. So, immediate generation of the profit, that comes under this payback method. The discounted payback method. In the discounted payback method, the number of years for which the cash inflow are required to recover the amount of the investment and also to earn the required rate of return on the investment during that period. In this method, each year, what happens? The cash inflow is discounted at the required rate of return. And these represent the value of the accumulated under the year until the sum equals to the amount invested. The projects with a shorter discounted payback period are always preferred. That also we have discussed, and to those than the longer period. The accounting rate of interest, that is ARR, that also we have discussed. And this method assesses the net income, and it cannot not cash flow, which are used in other methods. That is the only difference. The internal rate of return, IRR, discounted the payback net present value and equivalent annual cost method use the discounted cash flow, that is DCF. The DCF concept considered the time value of the money in making the investment decision, where the other method is not. That is why this particular DCF method is very popular for the purpose of, used for the purpose of arriving at the investment decision, and it is very popular for any investment to be made by the company. The payback method or the discounted payback method is useful where the preliminary screening of the many proposal is necessary, A weak cash position has an important bearing on the selection of the project. Then the proposed project is extremely risky, or the project, such as routine replacement of the project, have similar economic lives. When the payback method is used, the required payback period should also be considered consistent with that of developed by applying the required rate of return on the project under the similar characteristic features. The accounting rate of return method is useful when management is especially keen and concerned with the effect of the large capital investment on reported financial results. Ranking of the capital expenditure project. How to rank 1, 2, 3, 4 like that. Many organizations have several proposed capital projects which are economically acceptable, but they have not limited financial resources. Under such situation, the entity must rank the project and select those that promises the higher return. So, higher returns project given the priority for the purpose of investment, followed by number 2, number 3, number 4 like that. Minimum rate of return is also important while analyzing this, and if the internal rate of return method is used, the higher rate of return and the better project, higher rate of return is always better for any project. The higher resulting numbers called as a profitability index and the better meant for the project. Selection of the required rate of return, RRR. How required rate of return is to be selected? The selecting the required rate of return to evaluate the capital expenditure proposal, two approaches are widely used. One is calculating the cost of the capital or use of number generally used acceptable by the industry. In theory, the required rate of return on the project of average risk should be at least as high as the organization's cost of the capital. Non-quantitative evaluation consideration. There are various factors, several factors for evaluation. The quantitative or the policy consideration may override the quantitative criteria in making the acceptance of the project. In this, some examples of the quantitative consideration, qualitative consideration can be cited, considering that number one is relationship to the business strategy. Number two, product line and location and the significance of the enterprises that also impact, though there is no quantitative analysis is happening. Timing of the fund flow from the project versus the timing of funds flow which is required. Management, technical engineering and marketing capabilities or constraints if any faced by these people, and the balance desired in the spending by the product classification. Projects may be worthy of approval on such a financial grounds as protection of the company property, employees' health and welfare. All these elements where you cannot measure these kind of things in quantity, whereas the quality consideration which is off the balance sheet or off the calculation has to be taken into consideration while determining the investment decision or while taking the investment decision. Government and non-profit organization. The capital expenditure process of the government and non-profit organization is conceptually similar to that of profit organization, and though the method of estimating cost benefit is also similar, there are important differences in measuring the benefits. Normally, these are the public-oriented companies, so you cannot measure that its profit, measure its profitability. So, under the circumstances, it is feasible that the government and non-profit organization attempt to measure both financial and non-financial benefits or social benefits. Social benefits cannot be quantified. Direct benefit that accrues to the taxpayer or the member, and the indirect benefit that accrues to the individual and the groups that may or may not be taxpayer of the member. So these kind of some social benefits, it is very difficult to quantify that. Exactly, it is not in that in terms of the data that you are available. Now, administration of the capital expenditure decision. Whatever so far we have discussed, in nutshell, I am trying to explain you. Here, this figure is a capital expenditure decision, how the decisions are taken. For example, if you look, the project is sponsored. The project is sponsored with the idea. Idea generation, if you remember in chapter 1 or chapter 2, we have discussed idea generation. So, idea is generated. Preliminary proposal is placed before the management. Then, preliminary proposal is getting reviewed by the management. If they do not like it, straightway they will be saying no, it has come to the bottom. So idea is abandoned, rejection. If this proposal is qualified, which according to the idea generated, then it will be again sent for the appropriation required. And in that, if it is qualified, then the proposal is considered for the acceptance. Then it comes to another level. Though it is unqualified, but two stages it has passed, it will go for the final approval and finally project is getting implemented. The policy manual. Every organization should have the policy right from the beginning. I was insisting for that and I was explaining that, because policy is the basic document basis on which the everything in the company works out. The procedure, then rules, regulations which are covered in the policy. Manager, supervisor who makes the proposals need to know what the organization expects as per the manual and the proposal to contain, and on what basis the proposed projections are they have judged. Thereafter, the managers who have an authority to approve the specific projects need to exercise their responsibility, that is the rights or authority which is delegated to them. They have to execute that authority. Then the management accounting function, which has the task of developing the internal control in the enterprises, also has the responsibility of the coordinating the input from the various functional groups and obtaining approval for this policy. So policy will, once it is approved, that will be considered as a valid document, and relying on whatever the content in the policy, the projects can be undertaken. The policy manual should include the specification for number one, an annually updated forecast of the capital expenditure. This should forming the part of the policy, which may be planned for 3 years, planned for 5 years, and it should consist the previous expenditure for the approval or approved project, then expenditure for the current budget, and also the forecast for the capital expenditure required for the following 2 years, 4 years or 5 years, and the supply, both internal and external, of the funds in ensuing year. The appropriation steps. Policy manual should also consist the appropriation step. Appropriation in the sense that the sufficiency which is detailed to ensure that the proposals are approved as per the procedure defined in the policy manual, and it is in consistency and in a consistent with and in approved in orderly manner. The procedure for revision of the previously approved capital expenditure application should also be specified in that. The appraisal method to be used to evaluate the proposal. Then the minimum acceptable rate for the return on the project for the various risks. Then the limits for authority. All these things should be mentioned in the policy manual of the company, which also includes the control of the capital expenditure, who is the authority delegated, whose approval is required to spend, or whose approval is required for the sanction. Then the procedure to be followed when the accepted projects will be subject to an actual performance and review after implementation. This is very crucial because the policy manual has to specify the expenditure limit above which review will be required and the time it will commence for the completion for the project. Otherwise, there will be heavy provision is made, and if it is not utilized during the specified time, then it will be overlapping to the next quarter. So, accurate forecasting of the investment should also form the part of the policy, and direction to that effect also should be included in the policy, including authorities to whom the power of approval is delegated. Preliminary project review. Preliminary project review is the first formal step for the capital expenditure decision, and that is preliminary project review. This assessment is often needed because it requires to give the early consideration and the guidance to the project, which could result in the appropriation request, and provides an early screen or the ideas which are not worthy to pursue. Then, to minimize the lead time to implement a promising project, and third one is to coordinate activities associated with the project. So, this preliminary project review, considering these three points, has to be taken before implementing the project. The appropriate project sponsor also should be identified, who should ensure that the required documentation contains the information needed to reach the decision on preliminary proposal. The organization's policy regarding the preparation of the estimate for the capital expenditure proposal should also encourage the managers to seek out the expertise and others who can contribute or help in the derivation of the cash flow requirement. The appropriate request, appropriation request. There are various authorities delegated for this. Of all the documentation required for the capital expenditure decision, the appropriation request is the most important, since it is from this document that decision is to be made. This is a very important document, because basis on this appropriation and decision recommendation, only the appropriation request is taken into consideration by the top management of the organization. Management accounting personnel are usually responsible for coordinating and compiling with the data or information which aims at the prompt completion of the issue and appropriation request. Then marketing, technical, production, engineering staff and others may also make the considerable contribution for the purpose of appropriation request, while sponsor of the project also take an ultimate responsibility for preparation of the appropriation request and responsibility for the development of the report on their behalf. That also should be defined in the policy. The management accountant, as an objective member of management, is well placed to fill this role. There is a requirement of the management accountant specifically appointed for this purpose. Similarly, those persons who are involved in this process, they should also give the facts, estimates, figures so to the top management or the finance person, so as to take the investment decision. Appropriation request also should be prepared for the capital expenditure by the company basis on the recommendation given by these various personnel. In addition to that, appropriation requests are required for supplemental funding, if at all it is required in future, when original estimates have been exceeded. Under such situation also, this supplementary requirement provision should be made in the policy. Then appropriation requests documentation. There are various documentation required to be executed at the time of the implementation, right from the idea generation stage till the implementation stage. So under the circumstances, it is very much essential the documentation part also should be complied with. The information which is included in appropriation request should be designed to show, number one, the purpose by brief description of the project, then timing and amount of the operating cash flow expected, then the timing and amount of the investment which is required in the project and expected net salvage value. Similarly, the major assumptions which bear the accuracy of the cash flow estimates and the economic desirability of the project and the sensitivity of the discounted cash flow rate, that is DCF, arrived at the DCF method, has to be written to the tax to and written after the tax to changes in the basic data also has to be taken into consideration for appropriation, the request documentation formulation. In a review, if appropriate, the alternatives for the project or impact of the economic of the project has also to be recommended, and that authority also should be given in the policy manual who will recommend it like that. And that should be supported by the proper documentation. Implication of not proceeding with the project and the finance method or availability of the internally generated funds to underwrite the project and the actions are recommended. So all these events has to be properly documented in the policy manual. Examples of the reason for the capital expenditures are: capital expenditure, as I said, it's a capital nature. So investment required, decision required to take for various purposes. Those purposes may be expansion of the project, then maintenance of the current level of activity, then cost reduction and the quality achievement, then replacement of the machinery, then modernization of the plant, then research and development in the product, then protection of the property by way of taking the insurance and taking any other steps, and to meet the legal requirement if any legal cases are filed in respect of the company, its product, its whatever may be the requirement is, and safety and health is a most concern as far as their employees are also concerned. The classification would be tailored to each organization's need. The first five examples what we have discussed lend to themselves to the DCF analysis, that is direct cash flow method, while expenditure for the last four are often assessed on more qualitative ground. So there is generally a more than one method of carrying out the project, and alternative should also be examined to assess the effect of the differences in the cash flow, as well as the investment cost and the other factors. The report should show that the best alternative has been selected and also it is carrying out the project under the review may preempt the carrying out another project, and this should be clearly stated in this review. A product or there is a change in the market for an existing process that also needs to be specifically recommended in the review document. The report should also logically arranged so that the fact leads to the conclusion and the arguments are progressively developed. So evidence should also be given to the adequacy and the completeness of the fact that the degree of accuracy of the estimates. The appropriation request should also include the market report when there is a change quality or quantity, change quantity or quality of the product is involved, when an investment is required to maintain the existing quality and quantity of the product, or there is a change in the market for the existing project. This also has to be taken into consideration while recommending the changes. The appropriation request should also include the engineering and the production report for the projects which are involving the installation of the plant facilities. It should contain all the data which is necessary for the assessment of the physical nature of the undertaking and the investment involved and the yields, efficiency and cost of output for the new facilities too. The capacity to be installed by the project under the review should also be shown in this review, and where an addition to the existing capacity result, the total installed capacity before and after the expenditure should also be indicated. One should be able to accurately assess the extent of any technological risk associated with the new equipment involved in the project. So these are some of the points which are required to be put into the review or review meeting also and review document also. There may be various other reasons why the review is required, because there may be qualitative. Qualitative means the retirement request which is received from the employee, or sound financial management requires the assets which are no longer required to be sold, cash is to be obtained, and again it is to be returned elsewhere in the organization. The retirement request should also state why the assets were also no longer required. Retirement means not only the retirement of the person or people, it will be retirement of the particular machinery from its operations. The value on disposal also represent the problem in determining the level of authority for approval. Practice seems to be a favor use in original cost determining the level of approval. Review and approval, again the same facts is replicated over here. Only thing is that the person who makes the review has to certify, and certifying the signatures which are used to assess the ultimate decision, that is also required to be verified. Then certification may be a partial or complete, or partial certification contains any qualification on the project desirability. For example, the engineering department certificate certifies that the proposal will meet the organizational engineering standard and that the capital cost estimate is accurate. Whereas the production manager similarly certifies that the physical production data and the capacities, yields which are shown, and the efficiency and the production cost, that also should be certified by the production manager. And the sales manager certifies that market data, then sales volume, then selling prices, etc. The signature of the controller, that is treasurer, maybe general manager or president, who can certify that their opinion that the total financial and overall desirability of the product, desirability of the proposed investment. Benefits of the documentation, it requires at all level, that is why documentations are must, as we have already discussed. But the formal procedure for initiating and preparing and reviewing the document and approving the appropriation request have the several advantages why the documents are required. Number one is standard terminology which is used in the organization, then estimating techniques which are used, and the methods of appraisal enhances the compatibility or comparability in appropriation to the originating the different parts of the organization. The requirement that certain the fact appear in support of each type of appropriation, that the reason for the appropriations are set forth in a report, and that the report is to be reviewed by the principal manager of the organization, all tend to promote and with its increased ability. The standardization of the appraisal, as well as encourage the decision to be made in the manner in which the goal or manner in which the procedure which is set up in the policy manual has to be followed by all the organizations, all the departments. Thank you very much for this.